had to, I was trapping coyotes and I caught this eagle. It didn't hurt him, didn't caught him by his toes more or less, it didn't hurt him. And of course I would take him out of the trap and he grabbed all of me. And I had prize claws out on his one good foot he could. And I took him home and we put him in the building and he got just as tame as when he reached out to get something, he'd take it easy. Took a rabbit about every day or every other day. And we had him for about, I caught him in the fall and we had him that whole year till the next fall and then to the next spring. But in the summer it took too much. You had to get a new rabbit every day because he spoiled. And he was just as tame and nice as could be. And
did he fly away then?
Yeah, he stayed around about 2 weeks. We turned him loose and he stayed away around about 2 weeks and then finally took off. But he was, you know, he was nice. Wasn't a bald eagle, wasn't old enough yet.
What did you do with him? Did you play with him at all or pet him?
You could pet him. He didn't care if you pet him. He just, but he wouldn't grab you anymore. He was so careful. And he'd either take it with his bill or he'd take it with his, he'd hold it one foot and eat it with the other.
Did you ever put him on a leather thong?
No, didn't do that, no. We just kept him in this building until we turned him loose.
Did he ever come back?
We put him on a perch out there on a post and took him a meal. And he'd come back for about 2 weeks and fly around. You'd see him and maybe give him something to eat down below. Finally, I seen him. Goodbye. Yeah, finally. Then we had a tame badger.
Yeah, I remember the badger.
Remember the badger?
We sat on the table.
He'd come in. Connie and Wilby dug him out. And Mom.
He got in the chicken house, didn't he?
No.
Oh.
That come at her first. They dug him out. And they had him. He was about a year old. And he lived. His home was underneath the wood pile of logs. He had a hole there. And if you wanted him to come out, you just went and tapped on the ground. Here he'd come. Every morning, early. Daylight. Here comes this Mr. Badger stretched on the door. And Mom and Dad, he'd have to have his hamburger and raw eggs. Said he had to have that. And she could hold him just like you would a baby. And then later on, my golly, one night he called in all of his relations, got the chicken out, killed about 40 chickens, and just dug a hole and packed them in the hole. We dug them out, and there was a live rooster or two in there. And by gosh, and of course we had to haul him away. We hauled him across.
Over here.
Hauled him over here somewhere, turned him loose. And
somebody killed him probably.
I don't know. Oh, old Paul Temple went over there one time and he said he seen this badger and he didn't look wild and all. He called him and by gosh, he come over there. His name was Oscar.
Yeah.
So he said.
He knew about him.
Yeah, he knew. Yeah. Well, sure, he seen him there and everything.
I remember
so
we
tame.
Sat on the table though because Grandma could take, you know, handling.
But he would take. We didn't. He would take Grandpa his pipe.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they? Mm-hmm. Well, he was. That's what food does, though, and kindness to anything.
Yeah.
And of course, it took us. I think there was 6 badgers underneath the granary, and then the chicken house. And it took, I don't know how long, to get them all caught and hauled off. Never killed them, just hauled them away.
So did you ever have any other special pets?
Special pets?
Well, yeah, pets that you, like even dogs.
Oh, gosh, yeah, dogs and horses, all that. Always a dog. I was always a dog lover. Yeah. And chickens. We used to have no, Turkey Tom. That guy's getting him, you know, in the spring and all this stuff up there. We'd go pump, 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 pump. And we made him mean. He got mean.
That's the one that chased God.
No, that was old Hounsie.
That was a rooster.
Yeah.
That was a rooster that drank beer and got drunk. The only time I wasn't afraid was when
he was
drunk.
Get you there. Get on this.
And he'd sit down on his
chair. Tommy chased Garnet, so that was the funniest thing.
Was.
When
so
Dad
hard,
gave you a dollar.
Oh.
That was a good race.
I knew it.
Oh, God, there's that rooster coming.
Well, luckily the door was open because I don't know where I've gone. But then I'd have climbed down.
Oh, that was funny.
When Alex and I were first married, Alex said, well, I'll take you around the traps, and then you could ride the traps for me while I do chores. So this day I went, and there was something in the first trap, so I went down back and got him. I don't remember what it was. Do you remember what was
in the
first
trap? No, I don't really.
Well, anyway, he got that out. And then one day I was going, and here was a coyote. In the trap. Well, I gave him a gun too, so I could shoot whatever it was, you know. Waste the whole box of shells trying
no.
to get it. No, he says, now you aim for the between his eyes. So I did, but when I pulled the trigger, I couldn't stand to watch him. So I pulled the trigger, he must open his mouth. It kind of stunned him. I mean, he laid down. I thought he was dead. I tried to pull the trap up. I couldn't do that. So when I got away from him, I seen he was still alive because he started to come to him. He'd get up and his head would flop like this, you know. But I knew I couldn't kill him. So I went home and got up. He came on the run with the team and wife. That poor old coyote. Pitiful. And then he's shoddy.
You know, anymore.
But I couldn't kill him. Anymore, so
don't thrill me at
pathetic.
All to catch one. Uh-huh. And that time, though, it was, we got $10 a piece for them, and that was good money then. We made enough that winter to buy a little something.
Yeah.
It was good.
I don't know what we bought.
Worst trouble is when coyotes aren't worth them, they get to be a.
Yeah.
Oh, they get too many of them. They get, when they're worth something, then everyone wants
them. We had a calf that died not long ago, and it was gone a day. And they looked it up, and that thing had been all eaten already.
It was
by the time that one big one.
Uh-huh.
It was a floppy ear.
Yeah. I didn't see him one day.
The next day he was dead. And the next day I finally hunted him up,
and it was just a little bit of the hide. And the head was laying there, and the legs, and that was all jumped off already. Oh, there are a lot of them around.
So there's a lot of them around. You can hear them right there in the yard.
Well, last year we had a calf. It got
okay, Dad, tell me about your first car that you bought.
First car that I ever bought was a 37 Ford. I went with Alfred Brooks to North Platte, and we bought one down north. It was an old brown 37 Ford.
And it was brand new?
No. It was secondhand.
It was secondhand
when
you bought it?
I paid a full $410 for it. It was 2 years old when I bought it.
And
we run it until the doors about fell off, and it's setting up the trees yet now.
I remember when you drove it to, you'd leave early in the morning to go pick corn, it didn't have any hood on it.
Yeah.
You'd barrel down the road.
Didn't have no hood on it. So it was in bad shape when we retired it. But we didn't, during the war, you couldn't get another car, so we just run it as long as we could.
What kind of car did your dad have?
He had a Whippet. Overland Whippet to start
with. What year was it?
29. And then after that he got an Oldsmobile, 42 Oldsmobile. And then he got another Oldsmobile, and then he bought another Oldsmobile.
What about like your first tractor that you bought?
What I bought my own self?
Uh-huh.
I'd have to think a little bit, but I guess it was that 900 series Ford. That I actually bought on my own.
What about that Caterpillar?
Dad bought all of that.
Okay, so what was the very first tractor then that Grandpa bought?
That Caterpillar?
Me
too.
And Mom, do you want to tell us about an experience you had with that Caterpillar?
Yeah,
no. Not really. I was helping Alex clean out stuff. Corral, and I was looking back, and when I looked back to the front of me, I was already starting into this building, and I pulled everything there was to pull on that thing, and I couldn't stop it. So he ran up, and He pulled something, I don't know.
I grabbed the clutch lever.
And it came loose and stopped.
You didn't go clear through the back
no,
of the barn?
No,
it,
I just
it was on a
right.
turn. It was on kind of
turn.
A turn, and
yeah.
it was just clunk, 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 taking the boards and two before his house.
It
was going. Well, it might have killed her if she would have went through it, you know, because the boards had been just
up to
her head.
Your neck. I wasn't going to drive it in an arbor.
She was scared then. She went up the house to Dad's and he did laugh. He went out and fixed it.
He came
it
up
then.
To the corral.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And he said, and he laughed and he said, oh, that can be fixed.
We was hauling dirt in, filling up the manger, rolling the manger, hauling dirt in with the scraper, is what we were doing.
Oh, I thought he was cleaning it.
No, filling it.
I knew he was.
He was using the caterpillar to pull the.
Mm-hmm. Look, one of them four horse slips, you know, and what we call a slip, it's a scraper. And I did that. She'd just drive them, or she had to make this turn.
But it just had handles.
Oh,
I
yeah,
mean, it didn't have
turn.
A steering wheel, it just had handles.
Two
to
handles
turn
and a brake.
How come the brake didn't work, or she didn't
it did,
pull it?
But what would the brake do any good? It would just
keep going,
you know,
but it didn't stop.
Then you might, if you pulled a handle, it would probably turn that
oh,
way.
Oh, I see.
But you had to turn whatever the brake was, you on the same handle as the brake.
Oh.
So did you use that to farm with?
Oh, gosh, yeah. It worked good. It went right on the corn row, just a heck of yeah, it just went right down the rows. And
what year is it?
It was a 42.
Is there any way that it could ever be fixed up? I mean,
well,
does the engine still work?
Oh yeah, that's sitting out there. It's the tracks off of it, but it's yeah, it was working.
Do you ever start it up or anything?
Well, I turned it over a time or two, just turned the motor over. No, I was going to take the track, start it up and take the track off. And the pin would hold the track together, I think busted it. Getting pretty tracks are getting pretty loose.
So it could be fixed.
Oh gosh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was using the thin one. I did that. Mm.
So
do you have another one there?
Yeah, we bought another cat then.
Oh, you have two.
Well, we don't. We only got one. Traded the other one in.
Mm-hmm.
Traded the first one in for a 54 model.
So this is the one with the broken track. Is the 40 or 52 model?
54.
54 model.
Mm-hmm.
So you only have one caterpillar.
Oh yeah, that's all. But it did all the work. That's all we had. It did all. But during the war years, man, it came in awful handy. Lucky to get it. I don't know why they finally found one somewhere.
Hmm.
How much did it cost, you know?
No, probably some $30-some-hundred. Probably. I think it was in $30-some-hundred.
$3,000.
Different today, isn't it?
And we bought that one more tractor, that Ford Ferguson. It's a 42 model.
That's not the little gray one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the little gray
that's
one.
That's a Ford Ferguson. It's a 42.
One he's talking about is one he had the motor on that he bought.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a 900 series Ford tractor.
Which one had the stacker on it?
That's a Ford 900 series.
But the little series, the little one had the mower on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it still runs. It did up to this last year. I never started it, but it runs. It's an antique.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. Then we got it, then that Dad bought a John Deere G. That was a pretty big tractor at that time. We thought it was anyhow. It looked pretty big.
Yeah.
That was pretty nice to drive that. No cabs on none of them, though. You just sit out in there. The only thing with a cat, I'll tell you, was dirty when you come in at night.
It was grass.
Oh.
It was really dirty.
Oh, yeah, on that cat. When I worked in the cornfield, had a bunch of bumblebees. I don't know how many was in the swarm. They was under the seat.
Of the caterpillar?
Yeah, and they went wherever I went, and they'd come in, land on the lake, crawl under the seat. They never bothered me, and I didn't bother them. And Irm didn't believe it. That was my sister. She didn't believe it. So it was sitting over there where they lived. And I said, well, come here. I'll show you. So we went in there. And I went up there. I'm on the seat. Boy, she heard him. She said, yeah, I believe it. And we took off. Hmm. But just to starting up the tractor and crawling on it, and that's it, never offered. Mm-hmm. Then come out of the field, I'd be in the cornfield in the middle or this end. If one decided to come in, he'd just come in and sit on me and go on.
It's funny that you know where the thing was at.
Yeah, they knew where it was at. It was in the cornfield, in the middle of the field, or where it was at.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's hard, kind of hard to believe, but
yeah.
It is.
So it was those big bees, bumblebees?
Big old bumblebees, big old buck.
Did you ever lift the seat and
look under there? No, I didn't lift the seat.
No. You didn't have to lift it, though. You could hear them.
I could hear them.
I know, but how long did they stay in there?
Well,
then?
I don't know. They left in the fall sometime when, after he's done using it, and they just, you could see where their hive was underneath. I don't suppose there's more than 2 dozen bumblebees in a swarm, I don't think. Oh. Not a whole lot. They probably hatched their little ones and maybe took one of them.
I'm trying to see some other. What about some world events that happened, and where were you? And like probably the First World War. What were you doing then?
Just working.
Were you married?
42.
No. 20.
No, we were. I went to enlist. Up to Crawford, up to
was office. That for the First or Second World War?
Second World War. Yeah, I took him, and of course I took my physical down here in the well, and I was only a B2.
What limited, was wrong with you?
Limited service. Yes. They said inward hernia. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
And so I could they get to draft me, but I said no way. If I can't enlist, you can't draft me. So we had lots and lots of work. I got a draft deferment.
Oh, mm-hmm.
We went up to Crawford, wherever it was at, yeah, I forget what it was, to enlist, and the old car quit on us. Brother Alfred built the car. Timing chain. And had a timing gear on the chain, but the gear broke. So we drove into it. It was just a blacksmith, kind of, but he was a mechanic. My gosh, he got a hold of one somewhere, and he fixed it up and got us on it. So.
Now, did Alfred pass then? Did
mm-hmm.
he?
Yeah, he passed.
And he went in then, did he or not?
Oh, yeah.
He joined, but
yeah,
you didn't then.
No.
His brother too?
Burton too joined up there.
At
a lot
the
of
same
a lot
time.
Of went up to the cavalry. They wanted to get into cavalry.
Oh.
That's the reason I wanted to too. Burton ended up in the dog K-9 or in the dog department.
Oh.
Did he go up to Fort Robinson?
Fort Robinson.
Yeah. That's where they trained them. So.
Yeah, that's where he went. And then Burton, of course, was a cook, too. Got to know quite a few of them German prisoners.
They had the prisoners over here, is
mm-hmm.
that what they did?
Mm-hmm. They worked with them.
Where was that, then?
Or it was up there.
Up there around Crawford, too?
Yeah, well, up in Fort Robinson.
Oh, Fort Robinson.
Yeah. And then Alfred, of course, he got to go to Burma.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so did you know any of the, were you aware of the prisoners that were working on the dam? Because weren't those
never had the opportunity to meet any of them. No.
So when did Les go then? That was in World War II, right?
Mm-hmm.
That Les went into the service?
Yeah.
Because see, after that was the Korean War, so.
We'll be with you.
Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, he. Well, Les. He was drafted. I think.
He was drafted.
Yeah, he was drafted.
Mm-hmm. And George, he couldn't go because he had a heart problem. And Jack couldn't go because he had.
Epilepsy or whatever.
Yeah, it was. But they both went. Jack got. He got clear to camp. Jack did, but they found it out.
Oh.
And George, they never did take him. They just sent George as a replacement, always, if he had to, Jordan County had to send too many
so
guys.
Send so many, why then they?
Send him, because then he'd come back. And then they'd send him again. Yeah, he took the places. A lot of my friends went, most of them come back. Yeah.
What were some other things then?
What was your Who was your favorite president back
then? That time? Well, I didn't. I tell you, I never was a politician, so I really didn't have a favorite president. I don't think.
You kept up though by radio or newspaper.
Yeah,
Grandpa
yeah.
always got the newspaper, or you guys got the newspaper.
Yeah.
What are some inventions you've seen?
Inventions.
Like the jet.
Jet airplane, of course, coming
mm-hmm.
in. That was one of the main things. And then afterwards, we never had electric. It all came in. It wasn't an invention, but it came in.
How? When did we get electricity here? Do you remember?
49,
what year?
I think.
Mm-hmm. I think it was 49.
I was older.
Oh, 52.
Mm-hmm.
52.
I was older because I remember coming home.
We had that at the McCoy.
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember because I was taking a bath and Connie walked in on me. And I was old enough. I mean, I came home from school and, oh man, we got electricity, we got running water. And,
is that
and
Connie? Here.
Here. And Connie walked in on me because he wanted to see the bathroom. And here I was in the bathtub.
Well, anyhow, see, they got it up home then. They got it a year or two later.
Uh-huh.
They didn't get it when we got it.
And then the telephone you didn't get until I went to college, because I said I wouldn't go to college if you didn't get a telephone so I could call home.
Yeah, we got the telephone.
We had electricity in 1949, I think.
Yeah, you got it all.
But you had a wind charger before that.
Yeah. We never did here. We just had old kerosene lamps. All we did.
You know, that'd be something that'd be nice to fall back on, though.
Well, yeah, that was quite a... That was one of the best improvements that any
electricity.
That anyone actually made. And our roads become better.
Probably paved roads.
Up in the hills, it was graded at least.
Right.
First, they was just a trail.
When did they pave the roads like Highway 26 and that? Do you remember when they did that, or was that done already when you were?
Well, they had a Highway 26, but it was just a gravel road.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they made it better, I don't know.
I was going to high school.
When they paved it?
Mm-hmm.
So, Mom, what are some things you remember about inventions and what it was like before they became popular?
The washing machine.
The washing machine?
That was a jerk.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was a lifesaver.
Well, there was a lot come in that made it easier.
Oh, yeah.
You got the grinders, so you grind your feed. You got a what do you call it, up and down stackers, you know, hydraulic.
Yeah.
Got a lot of stuff come hydraulic with the disc, so you could raise it up and around one way, raise it up around.
Mm-hmm.
That was hydraulic was a big improvement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you didn't have to go out and change the lever all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the that was one too, a very important thing.
Well, and then before you had electricity, we had refrigerators, but
yes.
They were gas or kerosene, or what were they?
Kerosene.
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were gas.
So how'd that work?
Because heat, just like a storm, there was so much heat that it would cause it to
run.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you get so hot, then it would evaporate or do something. I don't know how it just worked, but anyhow, you had to burn a little light underneath of them.
So the refrigerator itself had a burner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It burned, mm-hmm. They'll put kerosene in it all done. We got a few things, not like some of them did, but we worked a few things in.
Well, I remember the Grandma washing in a tub with a washboard.
Oh,
Grandma
yeah.
Lochner.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
she
that.
She had a washing machine, but she didn't want it.
Like
this,
there's
part of the laying up there, yeah.
Is there?
Behind the garage up there.
But I remember when we just had the, well, you plugged it in, and it agitated the clothes, and you turned the wringer on,
mm-hmm.
and put the clothes in there, but you had the double tub, and you had rinse water here, and then
mm-hmm.
you'd swish them around, wring them through the wringer, and swish them around, wring them
mm-hmm.
through a wringer into a basket.
They were a little dangerous, some of them hangers were.
And that, what was that gas? Drugs, I guess.
No, wasn't electricity the one I remember?
Yeah.
First, there's a Maytag.
We did too.
Oh, yeah. Little Maytag motor on that. Yeah.
He likes asking me how I got it home. I said, well, they fastened it on the back of the
car.
Car, and then I got it home. Well, how'd you get it off? Well, I just got the wire. Tied it and took it off. That's all there was to it.
What about pets? Did you guys, like when you were growing up, did you have a pet that was just...
We always had our dog.
We did too.
We always had pets and dogs. Then you had a horse, mm-hmm. which is mostly your favorite horse or pet or something.
Mm-hmm.
I always liked animals, man. Animals was my life.
Yeah.
I even liked the coyotes. I liked to talk to them.
And then Mom had so much fun with that one sheep that Ron gave Corey that time, that Aaron, no, Conrad. You gave it to Conrad.
Yeah.
And
he died, though.
You finally gave it to Eric.
That's right.
That it only got half sheared one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got so mean that...
Is that the one I couldn't get to the car with?
Yeah, you had to climb over the fence to get in the car and get over the hood to get into the yard.
And we had that turkey gobbler.
Yeah, that thing was mean.
And you remember the rooster, don't you?
Yes, I remember Grandpa's rooster that'd get drunker than a skunk and pass out. And that's the only time you didn't have to be afraid of it. Otherwise, it would chase you.
He drank beer just like he was... Oh, that was crazy, though, that rooster one. You start getting so drunk, he flaps his wings and start growing. Oh,
and then he'd pass out. And then we'd come out of the house. Because otherwise he'd take you.
Yeah, he was quite a... That was old Hansi.
Yeah. Who was he named after?
I don't
Hans
know. Just Hans. Yeah, just had to have a name. And Oscar was
the turkey?
No, Oscar was a badger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I don't know if you told about the badger.
I think you did. When did you guys get propane, or start using propane for stuff?
Oh, about them first propane, the Minneapolis propane tractors.
You didn't have propane before that?
We had, here, we ran... burnt wood and coal.
Yeah, we had that old wood stove. Mm-hmm.
But we didn't heat with propane.
Mm-hmm. We had that one wood stove.
That brown, tall brown. Mm-hmm. And the chimney went right up through the bedroom.
Yeah.
And one time it caught the floor on fire. Burnt kind of the linoleum around it and charred it up a little bit.
Yeah, that was after the war when we could get a fancy stove at that time. It's up in the trees yet, too.
I never realized or thought about when propane came into being.
I really don't
start using it.
When did you get those tractors?
They're not that old, though.
In Minneapolis? No. I don't know.
Probably in the 40s. Probably.
No.
Oh, but it had been in the 50s.
Yeah.
Maybe even later.
Yeah,
I'll bet it was later.
Yeah.
But you mean when they started using propane?
Probably.
Well,
they did. Before,
but they might have had the heat with before. I don't know when they had it. When did we get it? Late?
When did you build onto the house? Because after that, we didn't have the wood burner anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you got that wall furnace? Is that the first time you started using propane? On that wall?
Yeah.
Wall furnace?
Probably was. That's the only furnace we had.
Yeah.
We used to have those
carbide.
It was a square and it had those ceramic things in there.
It was a gas stove, right?
I don't know. I think it was propane. We even had them in the bathroom.
Yeah, we did too.
A little one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it had those ceramic bricks inside
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
We had one of them too.
Aaron was pretty small. He wasn't too
old.
I'm
sure that was propane.
I'm sure that was too. Yeah.
So I bet it was in the 40s when we...
Well, I bet it wasn't here because we didn't even have an indoor toity.
Nope.
Until we build on to the, we build on and look at that one. Mm-hmm. The horse just about got in that lizard.
Really?
Well, he went right over the top of it.
Oh.
Didn't he?
Hmm?
He went right over the top of it.
Of what?
Of that building. That toilet was out and then.
Oh, he went that snow that time.
That snow that time.
This is 49.
He went right over top of it and they wondered how he didn't fall in.
No, we didn't have no propane at 49.
No.
We had that little, what if we had
that wooden stove, that wood burner, that brown wood burner.
It would burn coal.
Yeah, it burnt. Yeah, we had coal too.
What did you use for cook stove?
We had that old cook stove that's over there.
Aaron. It was an old iron.
Wood? Coal?
Yeah, you burnt coal.
Anything you wanted to put in it.
Yeah, cobs, coal, or wood, whatever you had.
So did you, then when you got propane, did you get a propane?
Yeah, got a gas stove.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately.
Yeah, as soon as we could.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't cost too much to them.
Mm-hmm.
We had,
I think I got the stove and the deep freeze at the same time.
Oh, that's right. We just retired that on the deep freeze not too long ago.
But was that electric? That deep freeze was electric.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd have got, didn't you have a propane stove before you got electric? Or did you have a gas stove when we got electricity? Did you,
I can't remember which one I had first.
It was a propane, I'm sure.
It had to be, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you didn't get a new stove then when we got electricity. You just kept that stove and then when it got bad, you got
I had that up there. So we got it just before we moved down here, didn't we?
Seems like we did, but I can't remember.
I
bought the heater stove. Heating stove up there too.
Oh, really? That brown one.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you move to here?
47. Wasn't it right? Conrad was born down here.
49.
He was born in 48. April of 48.
Well, we were down here.
It was 48 because we was here when the blizzard, and we was here a year before the blizzard.
Yeah, we were here
before. See, and I remember I was about 4 when we moved here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I remember is you went out to help Daddy in that blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
And told me not to
open the door and don't go outside and don't let the kids.
Conrad had to be a baby,
mm-hmm.
but you put Aaron in a cardboard box or a basket of some kind, said don't let him out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because he'd climb on the table and
knock
the lamp over.
We couldn't do nothing with him, and I said, what's on?
Well, it was getting kind of dark. It's starting to get dark, and I was in the door. I remember going to the door and yelling, Mom! Dad! The wind was howling and the snow was blowing. And I was so scared.
And it was so dumb. So dumb to drag Mama out in that.
We have a chance to go.
Yeah, we had to get some cows.
We had to get them. You know,
in
we took food and we drug it, didn't we?
I don't know, but we coaxed them. We got them coaxed in somewhere.
So where'd you put them?
Oh, we got behind
in the trees?
Right
there.
Mm-hmm.
Right here?
Yeah,
well,
behind was it's down this way, down there. But they went down, drifted along right along the creek.
Oh,
and
we had to get them away from
the
creek.
So we worked them up. Just had to go a little ways, but oh gosh, they was hard to move.
Because mm-hmm. you probably had to go into it.
Yeah, they wouldn't go into it. And, they had little. So we had to carry the little calf, and the cow would come and carry the little calf and get some.
You had calves in January.
Yeah. Yeah,
they did at that time.
We never took the bulls away at one time.
Oh, okay. So you had them continuously.
Mm-hmm. They had them.
That was Hereford's then.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I remember they were down in right along the creek, you know, the creek bank and the water down there.
Well, you've had some food.
Did you lose any?
You had something behind a horse dragging it.
Well, it could have. But
maybe
they
did.
Hey,
it was, I'm sure.
After we got them up where the wind didn't, then you could drive them easy. But boy, that little ways where the wind. Switched around there.
Did you lose any?
In 49? Well, we might have lost one or two, not many. No, hardly.
Well,
They lost five at home.
That's all?
They snowed down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't too bad.
How'd they get them in up there?
They didn't get them in. Connie went out to get them in, but he got them part way, and they drifted. They got away from them.
And so where did they end up at?
Just in the fence row, right in the corner where it goes toward off the main road, right there in that corner.
If you've never had to try to drive a cow or a herd, and the wind's blowing from the north, and try and drive them in, you just cannot get them. There's no way.
Then they're lucky they only lost five.
That's all, eh? We found a couple of them. They were snowed under, but they must have got too cold because they died again afterwards. But the lizard, the 49, really wasn't that awful bad. It was bad, but it was afterwards that was so bad.
So you must have found them right away.
Oh, yeah. The head was sticking out, something like that.
I went
up right away after the storm. Mm-hmm. I took my horse and rode up there. We rounded up what we had.
What happened to the cattle down here then?
They were okay.
Out of shelter. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened. We had somehow in here some heifers, some calves, and they just walked where they wanted to. The snow, they just walked. Couldn't keep them.
Yeah.
They was going clear down to Rittenhouse.
Did you use the caterpillar or that?
Didn't use the caterpillar. I suppose it was sitting somewhere or something like that. Either.
Well, it was up to his place.
Mm-hmm. It was up home, right.
But you know, as crippled as Rittenhouse was, he walked to see how Merle's were, and then he walked back through here to see how we were, if we needed anything,
mm-hmm.
and then walked on here. Yeah.
He lived down here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Welby and it was Billy and Rodney Cravens, and had that old Model T. And they started going right away with that old Model T. They could just about lift it out where they had to go.
They went to town.
They went to town. They brought food for us in the mail. No road, though. They just went, you know.
Just wherever they could go.
Just hit the bridge. That's about the only thing they did.
No, it seems like it used to be that every winter we'd have one or two blizzards.
Oh, always. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I remember when we couldn't get to the main road with the vehicle.
No.
And that we'd go in Saturday night and get groceries, but Beauty and who was the other?
Mac and Beauty.
Mm-hmm. Up, and we'd take the wagon that you pick corn in out to the
road.
You'd tie them up there to the fence. We left the car out there, we'd go into town, come back, unload the groceries, come in. And then that one time there was a prairie fire. Do you remember? You hitched the team up. And we went to Grandma and Grandpa Seibert's across country in the wagon. We did, you and the kids, because Dad was gone fighting the fire. Could we see the smoke and everything? Well, see, because all the vehicles, the car was gone. Dad had taken it.
Why'd you go over there? Why'd you stay here?
Try to get some help if you could.
I suppose get somebody to help if they didn't.
Or just so we weren't here alone. Or I don't know. Why we went over there?
I don't know. You put the harness on and everything on there.
She got it on.
Well, I did it. I unharnessed the horses when I took them in when I got through with them.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
So why couldn't I harness them?
Yeah.
It's heavy. It was heavy stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, she did it. We got in and we went over there, and it didn't take long to get there.
I was a lot stronger than I am today. I can't do anything today.
And then, you know, the other important things like picking corn, you know, by hand.
Mm-hmm. Your kids was in the front of the wagon.
And I remember, but I never remember Conrad there. I remember Aaron and I.
Well, he was. I don't think
Conrad was there then.
It was just the two of you, because after we moved down here.
We didn't.
Oh. And the one side of the wagon was up, taller, and you'd throw that corn in there, and it'd pop off of there and hit Aaron, and he'd bawl and bawl. And we'd try and sit in the corner, try the different corners of the wagon to see that we wouldn't
walk
get
behind
hit.
Once in a while.
How come you didn't bawl? Didn't you ever get hit?
I don't know. Maybe I did bawl. I don't know, but I remember Aaron always
been smart.
Crying.
We would have put something over the top so he could have crawled under.
Yes, that's what I said. My God, what was wrong with it?
Oh, it was hard.
And I remember...
What was the price of corn then?
When I was pregnant
with you. 50 cents, maybe 45, 50 cents.
Here comes the mailman.
What was the cheapest corn?
And he stops
selling. That you remember?
That woman should be out here in the cornfield.
We never really sold much corn. Dad fed it all in that. He always raised hogs and fed it in. Sometimes if he had a little extra.
Did you ever raise wheat?
Yeah, we raised a little. After, right during the war and afterwards. But it was always planted in the cornfield and didn't make hardly nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We had someone cut it, you know. So. We raised more rye than anything.
Did you use it for feed or did you sell it?
Rye, we used it for feed.
For hog for hog making slop?
Slop. Put it in barrels and
mm-hmm. Ferment.
Buy a new tank and put it in there and then they'd about eat up and we got done feeding the hogs. That was always kind of a job feeding that slop in and you stump just like sour.
Sour mash.
Yeah. But they sure did good on it. Some people grind it. But we always just fed it. Soaked it.
It says, who were some of the important people in your life and the things you remember about them? Well, your parents.
Parents have been, that'd be the most in your immediate family. But we didn't have anyone else
mm-hmm.
in the immediate family. We were just our own lone family.
Well, we were too, but
because
we moved here, we didn't have anybody.
And then, of course, we got real close to Brooks's because he was my age, and we went to school together, and
mm-hmm.
we fought together, and we played together, and and what all we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's other ones.
What ministry do you remember?
Preacher?
Yeah.
I never went to church.
Except,
I was baptized. I just seen somewhere where Dobbinspeck was the preacher who baptized me. I went down the cellar. I was scared. I thought he was going to really do something bad to me. He had nerve of coming and found me and put a little water on my head. Oh, I was scared. That was going to be something awful bad.
He's going to circumcise you.
I don't know what. they went out. He come out to go hunting, and while he was doing something, he got done hunting. He took and baptized us. For me, I don't know if
anyone. How old were you then?
I think four or five, maybe.
I've never been baptized in my church. I haven't been down here.
Who did that?
Andrea.
Yeah.
Did you guys go to church, Mom?
What?
Did you? Oh, you went with Stella. I think you told us that.
What church did you go to?
Up here at the Mennonite.
Mennonite.
Up north.
No, it was too much of a job to try to go to church from up there.
So when he was older, he went to the Mennonite
church. Go back, you know. So we never went.
So when did you start going to the Lutheran church in the
north? After you kids was born. After you and Aaron was born.
Okay, so who was the first minister? Heidenreich?
Heidenreich.
I think Heidenreich was the first minister.
I think he baptized you, probably.
Mm-hmm. Probably. And then we joined the church, Aaron and I, when... Was it?
No.
Before that.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, he had... I can see him. He was kind of plump but tall. You guys really liked him.
Yeah.
Oh, he was good.
I can remember.
We got
his
a
name.
Tape of it. I think he made that tape. And who was that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, he went to not all.
He has a daughter.
He went to Sioux City.
Had two boys.
Mm-hmm.
Had a daughter too.
But Carla Tepper kind of chased the two guys, the two boys.
She chased.
Wasn't
daughter,
Henning? I don't think.
No, it was
no,
before.
No,
before him.
Henning.
Before him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Henning married us, right?
Henning did?
Mm-hmm. How about, what was that guy's name?
Oh, yeah. I got on in my tongue, but I'll think about it. Well, it don't matter. But
mm-hmm.
And then you started going to Sunday school.
Yeah.
I guess then we went to church, not a whole lot.
We went pretty often. Irma, George, and
yeah, George joined too.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
And Earl Wilson.
We joined all at the same time.
And Kathleen Carlson.
Oh.
And Robinson.
They joined at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow. We had a whole church.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for enjoyment, I remember before the lake was really big and developed, mm-hmm. you guys used to go fishing, mm-hmm. or we did, mm-hmm. all of us. And, well, not, I don't think we went when you had the boat, and you and Irma George and Mom went out in the boat mm-hmm. fishing, didn't you? Take
yeah.
down there fishing?
Yeah, we used to. That's when Dad bought us.
Yeah.
We went fishing with the cane poles and had all good luck. Oh, well, that's pretty good. So Dad bought Connie a boat, and they bought George and Irma, you know,
together.
Us a boat together and a motor. And boy, we was going to really go something, so we went fishing. But if you don't go all the time, you just don't catch them.
So did you go fishing up in the sandhill?
No,
no.
We went up there once in a while.
Catch bullheads?
Bullheads, yeah. Reverend Gordon went along sometimes.
But I remember going fishing. We'd be out there at night with a bonfire and
mm-hmm.
everything. And we'd have those little cane poles and everything. And
that at the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they would, we had this great big thing in the, right here by the culvert that you kept
mm-hmm.
minnows in. But what was the deal about Millie let the minnows die?
Well, they put them in the creek out here, the ditch.
Uh-huh.
And they had them in a tub. Well, I was supposed to see, I looked at them once in a while and see if there was any, you know.
Good fresh water in there, cool water.
Well, it had water over them. I thought they were okay.
water
was running.
Well, the water ran in it.
Well,
right?
It ran right in it.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't.
I don't think it ran in it.
No,
yeah. It would have run them out. Fishing all got out.
Gone out
no,
yeah.
Well,
it
they
ran
were in
through.
A. They were losing that thing, Dad.
They
were
in
a cage.
Container.
Yeah,
yes.
A container.
The